With us now is Maria Meyer, and she is the manager of the Parish Kitchen, which is a ministry of Catholic charities in the Diocese of Covington. Maria, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You know, how many years has the Parish Kitchen been around?
We're in our 45th year of ministry. So we started in the basement of Mother of God, like you had said, and with Father Maurice, and it's developed to what it is today on Pike and Russell Street. It was once a bar that we served sandwiches out of, and now we serve a lunch every day, 365 days a year, to anybody at all who's hungry, who's in need of a meal.
And this is a meal that you all actually cook, isn't it?
Correct. We have volunteers who come in and prepare the meal the night before, the main dish, and then we serve a fruit and vegetable, bread and desserts, and we get a lot of the desserts are homemade. We have just fantastic support from the community with volunteers. So we couldn't run without our volunteers.
I guess it's basically parishes. They make it a parish event where a certain number of people will come and cook, and not only will they cook, but they'll serve the day that the meal is served, right?
Sometimes it's a group from a parish, but a lot of times it's a family that'll come and cook that have been doing it for generations, or just individuals come and volunteer. So anybody who's over 13 years old, if they want to come volunteer, they can. The adults need to be Virtus trained, and children over 13 are welcome to serve as well.
Now, do people need to have a talent for cooking? I mean, I can't really cook much. I can chop vegetables, so that might help, I guess.
You do not need to know how to cook, and vegetable choppers are welcome. You can come down in the morning sometime and help us prepare the food if you want. We'd love to have you.
Well, yeah, because I said, well, hopefully, I don't want to say you don't need to know how to cook. I mean, because if the people are coming and they're hungry, no matter how hungry they are, they still want it to taste good.
Yeah, we do. We really put a lot of pride in our cooking and our meals that we serve, and we want it to taste good. We wouldn't serve anything there. We wouldn't serve at home. So.
And I guess probably, you know, with all the health-conscious people with serving the poor, that you have a lot of good fruits and vegetables that you get donated as well, huh?
We do. We try to have, we have a fruit and vegetable every day. Sometimes we have to use the canned items, and sometimes it's fresh. We had a nice squash side dish today with zucchini and squash and red bell peppers. It was really good. The guests loved it.
So basically you're open for one meal a day, and that's what that, I know I've driven past the parish kitchen, and usually I think, is it about 11 or so that they start lining up?
We do. They start lining up at 11, and we serve lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. And we're currently on the corner of Pike and Russell Streets, but we're moving to Madison, 16th and Madison, near Kroger on Madison. So we'll be moving locations soon.
Oh, now how far is that?
It's a little less than a mile.
Well, that's good. So it's still accessible to the people who are making it there now, huh?
Yes.
Now,
we're
trying
to have an even better place. That's even to better serve our guests, a nice newly renovated space to do that in, and closer to other social service agencies as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it a newer building, or did you get the help to rehab an older building and to seat more people? Because how many people right now does it hold on Pike Street versus how many will hold it on Madison?
Well, it will be a newly renovated building. We're gutting it, and everything will be brand new inside, so it'll be a newer space. The dining room right now feeds 40 people at a time, and the new space will be closer to 50. But we serve about 200 people a day. People just come and eat, and then when somebody else gets up, someone else comes in. So it's a more intimate space that fosters a sense of community.
Do most of the people then, when they come in, do they sit down and eat? They don't take the food and go out, huh?
Correct. They eat it there, and something that's unique, that we don't allow cell phone use while they're eating. So a lot of people, so they get to know each other, and really it, like I said, fosters a sense of community so they can talk to the people around them. There are a few people that will sit around longer, but most people just come and eat and then go on their way.
So when they do that, have you had many of your patrons, or I guess you can call them your clients, do you have many of them come back and volunteer when they get in a better situation?
We haven't had too many people do that, but our current guests often will ask to help. They'll say, hey, if they see me bring in the garbage out, they'll say, hey, can I help you with that? Or can I squirt off the patio? So yeah, there's dignity in work, and we welcome that when, yes, if they ask us to help, we gladly accept. But yeah, we haven't had anybody since I've been here. I've just been there for 2 years. But I'm sure, I would imagine in the past, people have come back and gone through the British training and volunteered for us as well.
So you've been there 2 years. I guess you replaced the legendary Molly.
So I did not. I replaced Troy Gerard. I do know the legendary Molly, though. And she left quite the legacy. So she worked there about 25 years. And there's been 3 directors since her.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. But I know whenever I heard the Parish Kitchen, Molly, just her name and her face, I never remember her last name, but her name, first name and her face always comes to my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. She left quite the impact.
Now, with the temperatures, again, now it's starting to get towards winter. Does the Parish Kitchen hours change any, or do you offer things, because you're connected with Catholic Charities, I'm assuming in the new building you'll be able to do this, but right now, do they offer the possibility of donating or receiving coats or some winter clothes or some personal items?
Yeah, so we do not take coats or clothing, but we do, when you mentioned the colder temperatures, we're having a blanket drive, so we're looking for new blankets and new sleeping bags, because some of our guests do sleep outside, and some sleep on people's couches or in a basement. So those sleeping bags are really helpful. But in addition to that, we also collect hygiene items and socks, so like travel size shampoos and conditioners and deodorant, razors, that kind of thing. But we don't take clothing. We refer clothing to St. Vincent de Paul or Be Concerned, or different local agencies that help with clothing.
Well, that's, as you mentioned, when you're moving to the new building, that there be, is it nearer other groups, or were the other groups just available at the new space?
We'll be closer to Life Learning Center, Madison Avenue Christian Church, the health clinic. There's probably more, but so it'll be a little more accessible. The neighborhood is also changing that we're currently in, and the demographics for the neighborhood we're moving to, there's a lower socioeconomical class that lives there. So it's a poorer neighborhood.
Oh, this neighborhood is becoming poorer. Okay.
The one we're moving to, The one we're in currently is becoming a more high-rent area.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to better meet the needs of our guests in that area, and maybe meet some new families and we might be closer to more families. So
we're speaking with Maria Meyer, who is the manager of the Parish Kitchen, which is a ministry of Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. They've been active for 45 years, and most of those years they've been on Pike Street, and soon they'll be moving to a new place on Madison. Can you say when you're going to be moving over there?
We don't have a move date yet, but we'll be on 16th and Madison near the Kroger, and it's going to be great, and it's cool to feed the hungry, like Father said earlier. So we want you to come help and be a part of our just the great legacy that Parish Kitchen is, and all the wonderful volunteers in the community who supported us for the last 45 years.
Well, if someone is interested in volunteering or in making a donation to help you with your food supplies, where can they contact you?
They can look at our website, parishkitchen.org, or email us at parishkitchen@fuse.net, so they can drop off the donation. If Catholic Charities in Latonia on Church Street is closer, you can always drop off sleeping bags or hygiene items there. We are a ministry of Catholic Charities.
Well, Maria Meyer, thank you so much for being with us today, and may God bless you and all the work you're doing to help the poor, because it's cool to feed the poor.
Thank you, Father. Have a great day.